Welcome back, everyone, to the Courageous Nation podcast, where every week we give you tips to live courageously and overcome obstacles. I'm your host, Lance Merrickey, and I'm here with your life coaches, Mandy and Rachel from Big Blue Couch Coaching. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to specifically not do that at the same time as you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good job.
I bet you did purposely.
I did. I had to pause and watch to see when you were done talking.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like the hi together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's weird to me. I think it's just odd.
I don't know.
No?
You don't know? You have no thoughts?
They're not even there.
It, but I don't.
Rachel's really excited because today we discovered that her working out is working.
It is.
Imagine that.
I know. I walked into the office today.
I
and
took two.
The
one
first,
each leg.
The first thing Rachel told me was, look at my muscle. And it was her leg muscle. So.
Yep.
Yeah, it was there.
I am amazed.
It was real.
It's looking pretty
they
good.
They tell you that when you stop working out and then you go back in that your muscles like remember.
They
and
do.
And it doesn't take as long. But I'm seriously a little surprised because I think they're bigger than they even were when I was working out before. But this is what happens when you work out with guys that train to do like, you know, look like bodybuilders and stuff. I am not training to look like that, but they're motivating me to actually do more than I think I can. And muscles are happening.
They
Which
are.
Is good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And like Mandy said, you're not even wearing high heels.
I know, you're wearing flats.
You can make your calves look like you have
yes
a muscle with high heels. That's the whole point.
Mine are on the way to looking like that again because I just started
back.
It is day two after leg day and I'm in pain.
You can make your calves look like they have a muscle?
Well, high heels
do that.
Okay, so that's what I meant then when I came in today and I said, everyone's got that because I see that all the time.
Yeah, heels. Magic.
I had no idea. That's interesting. All these things I learned, like hoops, like when a woman wears hoops with their ears, she's
you know,
at least trying.
But Courageous Nation podcast is about so much more.
It is. Yeah.
You just
really
get so many things.
I learned so many things.
But
so many things.
Heels do that, which is why women have calf problems and feet problems when they wear heels, because they make your legs do weird things that you shouldn't naturally do. But we all suffer because they make your legs look beautiful.
Okay.
And they're lovely and we love them. But yes, I'm getting a real muscle in flat shoes, which is a skill.
It is.
And it's really awesome that you can pinch it and not feel your fingers like you could when I was so sick once upon a time.
I know, that actually
That's not a thing that should happen.
Your muscles deteriorated off of your bones.
Yeah, I could squeeze my calves and feel my fingers.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was gross.
And I just had to because sometimes it's like the freak show at the zoo. Or at the circus, so I just kind of had, you know. I had to pinch it and see what that felt like. Wow, this went like a
whole lot. It did. So we're going to just step aside and we're gonna take a minute to thank some listeners that actually took time to give us a review, which is super, super awesome. We want to thank you so, so much for doing that. So, Mandy, why don't you just tell us what one of our listeners had said?
I will. Yeah, we really do want to thank you because sometimes we go off on a bunny trail before we get to the point.
Right.
And so it takes courageous people to hang in there. But we had a review from, I don't know if I'm saying this right, but I think it's Bibble DeBoop is the name that is posted here. And this person says, I love how they incorporate biblical scripture and teaching with their modern day life coaching. I'm not sure who this person is in real life, but thank you so much, Bibble DeBoop, for sharing that. That's really exciting. We love that you took the time to just give us some feedback.
Okay, so I got another one. I think it's so cool when these come in because it just kind of gives you a little bit of encouragement that, yes, people are listening, and yes, they actually think what you're doing is helping them because
yes.
that's the whole point. So I can't see my notes, Lance.
Sorry.
Move your arms.
Okay.
Okay, so I wish people could see what's happening in here sometimes because they just miss a lot of the good stuff. All right. So this one is from NSharp1707. She says, this podcast, we think it's a she. We have no idea. It could be a he. This podcast touches on all kinds of issues you may be going through. It was wonderful to hear. Definitely listen to know that all people go through things and you are not alone. Loved this.
Awesome.
So thanks, you guys. That's awesome. So if you're listening and you haven't taken a chance to either rate the podcast or leave us a comment, please do, because we totally love it.
Yeah, and who knows? Them. Maybe one day we'll mention you on the podcast.
Yeah.
Like we did today. So
it's Bibble encouraging
to
us.
And Sharp, if you're listening, hoorah. I would give you a jump high five.
Yep.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
And Lance gives great jump high fives.
I do. Sometimes I knock you over.
You give jump high fives?
Yeah, I just experienced one today. Yeah.
No, I.
What? He picked me up off the floor.
Yeah, that's. That is so.
I'm sorry, I just lied. That goes in with our topic.
So today.
Wow, I feel like we have zero control over
today's
this train is going.
Yeah. Stick with us, please.
Which is why you're here. Because if it was Mandy and I, we would have lost.
Yeah,
because we started over. No, to be honest,
don't start over. Today's episode we have titled "Honestly, You Can Try." And today we'd like to talk about honesty and how it's becoming a lost art in our society. I work at the Grand Theaters, and I had a lady come in. We don't charge for 2-year-olds and under because we just want little kids to enjoy it anyway. And honestly, if you take a 2-year-old to a movie, you don't enjoy it anyway.
Most of the time, you leave because you can't sit that long.
So we're like, hey, you know, have fun. And this particular woman knew that. And so she brought her child in and said that he was 2. And I said, okay, then the total is this. And they went to a particular movie that we don't allow 2-year-olds to go to then. And I said, I'm sorry, you can't go to that one. And then right in midair, then she changed it. She said, oh, yeah, he's 3. No, I mean, he's 3. And I looked at her and I said out loud, I said, so did you just lie to me? She goes, no, I just forgot. I said, no, you lied, but here you go. And I was just thinking in my head, like, why would we just lie for that? And immediately the scripture came to my mind of ill-gotten gain. Mm-hmm. And actually the reference is Proverbs 10, chapter 10, verse 2. And the NLT version, which I liked even better, says, tainted wealth has no lasting value, but right living can save your life. And I thought of that. Even just $7 movie ticket is tainted wealth. That's $7 because you got it ill-gottenly. Mm-hmm. And why? Why are we doing this? Honestly, you can try. So I would like to ask you, Mandy, who are you lying to? Not you, Mandy, but the listeners. Are you lying to and why?
Well, first of all, I just lied to you because I thought you gave me a jumping in the air high five.
I
and really
you
picked me up.
Off
there's
the
a lapse
floor,
of memory.
Mandy was on the floor because she was trying to find thoughts that she lost.
Yeah.
Didn't work. And then
couldn't
get
up.
They were on the floor, but she was laying down.
Well, then anyway. I got down there and it just felt really good, so I stayed well. So anyway, who are you lying to? Well, I think this is important because first we got to identify who we might be lying to. Mm-hmm. And then we got to maybe look at the reasons why, because I think all of us have had at times moments where we've lied. Maybe we didn't mean to necessarily, because I don't think that we always start out saying, I'm going to lie, like initially. Sometimes it's just something that has become a part of us and we don't even realize it.
Yeah.
And so I think the first person that we lie to is ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be really damaging. And I think it's really blinding because we don't realize that before we can lie to anybody else, we have to lie to ourselves.
Right.
Whether we are lying to ourselves by saying, if I lie to them, they'll like me better. That's a lie to ourselves. Mm-hmm. If I lie to them, then I don't have to admit things. I mean, that's just a very kind of a deep thought, but lying to yourself is the first person you're lying to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what about even just lying about maybe what your life is and what you've experienced? Because I know that sometimes,
like, who you are, right?
Yeah, I've been around people who will be talking about, you know, hey, we've done this in our lives, or, you know, we climbed Mount Everest or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then another person will just jump in and kind of just do the one up thing, like, oh yeah, well, I jumped off a 15,000-foot building with my parachute on fire or something, you know? And right away you're like, well, dude, that's a lie. Like, no, you didn't.
Right.
But yet, why would we even feel that need to do that?
I don't know. I think it's insecurity, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about it, it's got to be insecurity because you're not confident in who you are.
Right, exactly.
And we'll probably go into that a little bit later when we talk about some reasons why we lie. But I really think insecurity is a big reason why we lie to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the biggest reason.
Definitely.
I agree. If you're not comfortable with who you are and your past and your present and even like looking into the future of the life that you've lived or the life that you're living right now, you're going to be insecure and you're going to make stuff up because if we don't want to look at the pain of the choices that we've made, if we don't want to be vulnerable, that it takes, you know, it takes vulnerability to be truthful with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably some of the hardest vulnerability to learn is how to be truthful with yourself. Because, you know, you can convince yourself of a lot of things. And it's I think it's probably the most damaging sometimes is probably mm-hmm. the lies that you can tell to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think that goes on a whole bunch of different levels because a lot of people don't take the time to get to know themselves
mm-hmm.
or to really be true to themselves. You can't be true to yourself if you don't have a clue who God made you to be right. and what your gifts are, what your strengths are, what you're not good at. There's a lot of people who I think are trying to be something that they were never intended to be
mm-hmm.
because they want to make other people happy or they want right. to... I don't know, meet somebody else's expectations and they're lying to themselves first because that's not who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people who maybe are trying to be great sports people and athletes and they don't have a talent for that.
Mm.
Right.
I mean, there are some things you can learn.
There's whole TV shows yeah. about that. Like, let's watch these people who clearly have no talent try to convince America that they do.
Like American Idol. Okay. I tried out for American Idol several years ago. It was quite the experience. And I always, my favorite part of watching American Idol was always watching the beginning to see who made it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was slightly appalled at the people who would even try out, who did not have any musical skill.
Yep, none.
But they had people telling them that they did because they didn't want to.
Well, yeah, and those were the people who were so shocked that they didn't get in and the judges didn't think that they sang well.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing to me.
And we're lying to ourselves when we tell ourselves that we're good at something that we're not good at.
Mm. And that's not actually confidence.
No, like, it's not.
It's a false sense of confidence that you're just like, I can do all these things super well and all. It's really lying to yourself and it's not confidence. That's fake.
Yep.
It doesn't matter whether or not you believe it. They're still lies. And I think I say this a lot when we do a lot of our beautiful wholeness content, that a lie is still a lie even if you choose to believe it. And I think we can convince ourselves of things about ourselves because we don't want to confront the truth, but they're still lies.
Mm-hmm.
They're still lies no matter how long we've believed them, no matter how many people we've convinced. It's still a lie. And I think we forget the damage that lying does.
Well, and I think the most damaging thing about it is the longer the lie goes on, the more hurtful it is to yourself to heal from it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can go through decades of right. lying to yourself about certain things. And when you finally realize the truth, there's a lot of years that you have to heal through
right.
mm-hmm.
because of that.
We see this happen all the time with clients, whether it's one-on-one clients mm-hmm. or they've come to a conference. We do this really special coaching session in our conferences dealing with lies and labels. And we see this happening with women that are much older than we are and much younger. But the ones that are confronting lies that they've lived with for 50, 60, 70 years, there's a difference than confronting a lie when you're in your like 20s and 30s mm-hmm. on how much work it takes to actually overcome that and find the true confidence that you need when it comes to overcoming lying to yourself.
When do you think that starts? How does that, because we just talked about lying to ourselves, but who else do you think?
So I think the thing that happens is that once you start lying to yourself, then you start lying to everybody else, even just mm-hmm. by default. Because if you're lying to yourself and you're purposely trying to lie to everybody else, you are anyway, because your life is not mm-hmm. is not based on truth. But I think, honestly, it starts as little kids. And I can't remember exactly where I heard this from. I think it was, goodness sakes, what's that book I always tell people with conflict that I like so much? Crucial Conversations. Oh. They talk about little kids and how mm-hmm. they develop this idea around 3 and 4 years old that they have to lie to keep a friendship.
Oh.
And so that, like, if somebody would know who I really am, they wouldn't be friends with me. And this is how conflict starts. So we believe this idea that to tell the truth means you're going to lose somebody in your life.
Wow, 3 to 4 years old.
3 to 4 years old is when it typically starts. And so that's when you start making up innocent things about, like, oh, I didn't do that, or, you know, whatever, as kids. And I think it continues through grade school. Mm. It clearly gets a lot worse, I think, the older that you get and you start dealing with peer pressure and all these other things as you're going through adolescence. But I think it starts way earlier than we probably even realize. And I mean, if you're a parent, you know that lying, just the habit of lying, starts way earlier than you think it would for kids. And if they're lying to you, they're going to already be lying to themselves about stuff too. And so I think that's where it starts. And if we're not cognizant of that, if we're not self-aware that this is an issue, it just becomes a habit. It's like everything else as far as your behavior goes. Lying is a habit. Mm-hmm. It's a terribly bad habit because it's one of those, it's just, its consequences are far reaching compared to maybe some other habits that we have. But I think it starts when, it starts when you're little.
Wow. And, you know, just covering the who, I think really makes me want to get to the why, like right away. Because it's like, yeah, we lie to ourselves and we lie to other people, but why?
Right.
You know, and I think it's good to acknowledge, you know, who. But now that we've gotten to the why, Mandy, what is the first one that we have as the why?
Well, the first thing that came to my mind was lying to fit in, or which is really the same as lying for approval of other people. And I think we do this because we are afraid of being vulnerable. And that makes you lie. When you're afraid of being vulnerable first with yourself, you definitely won't be vulnerable with other people. So you're going to lie and try to fit in so that other people approve of you. And it's like Rachel said before, that when you're convinced that if people knew the real you, they wouldn't want anything to do with you.
Wow.
That makes you want to lie to fit in.
Yeah.
And I think that happens for many different reasons. I mean, maybe there was an experience when you were younger. Maybe there wasn't. Maybe it's the first time that you get rejected as a teenager when you're dating or something like that, where from that point on you want to shield yourself from that rejection and that pain. So now you're going to lie to fit in, and that never works out well.
No.
No.
I have so many instances. I totally was a big time liar when I was a kid. Like, just pathological.
You were telling us that.
Oh, man.
And it is crazy the things you'd go out of your way to do. And it would always take so much longer for you to come up with the excuse and the lie than just to do it.
I remember one time I was in the third grade. And of course, back then, the Bulls were like the biggest thing since sliced bread. And I had this Chicago Bulls t-shirt that was kind of old looking. And I convinced a teacher that my mom paid $100 for it in Chicago because it was rare.
Why?
I don't know. Because
you wanted to be accepted and fit in.
Yes, I wanted to fit in. That was it. I wanted to fit in. I wanted people to think I was cool because I couldn't just say, I've got this normal Bulls t-shirt. I had to be a step above everyone and say, yeah, my mom flew down to Chicago and paid $100. And the teacher, I mean, I look back now and I'm thinking, there's no way she bought it. She was just being nice. But she, in her head, she had to be like, look at this little kid.
I think it's crazy when you start thinking about it, how soon you start lying to fit in.
Yeah,
I think definitely. It happens. And I think as adults, we don't realize how long we've had this habit of lying. And then it becomes that, like, what's a lie that's harmful and what's a lie that's innocent? And is there a difference? And I think when it comes right down to it, there's not, because I think that habit of just those innocent white lies can spiral out of control way quicker than we realize. And if we're good at lying on the little things, we'll lie about the big things when it comes down to it.
That leads us next into our next one, lying to manipulate. And I think that's a huge one.
I think this one you learn as an adult. And I think this one life teaches you, the more hurt and pain you have in your life, the more you learn to lie to manipulate.
Well, that's, when you think about it, that's what the lady at the movie theater was doing.
Yeah, exactly.
She was manipulating the situation to get what she wanted. And I think there's a lot of people who do that because they don't like hearing the answer no. They don't like being held accountable. I can think of some people that have crossed our paths since we've started this company that lied to us a lot.
Right.
And had we been paying more attention, we maybe would have noticed.
Right.
But I think lying to manipulate is a huge thing, especially when you're trying to do it because you want to maybe have a step up in your ladder of success or whatever that looks like to you. That's going to come back to bite you.
Right.
I mean, it's reaping and sowing, the whole law of reaping and sowing. You get what you what do you do first?
You reap what you sow.
You reap what you sow. Okay, I always get that mixed up. Dyslexic thoughts.
You are supposed to sow first.
Yes,
that's your
you
question.
Reap what you sow. But same thing. Some people call it karma. It's the same thing. One is New Age theory. One is biblical, and so one is truth. One is not. But I think that's another, that actually opens the door to a whole other topic,
right, exactly.
of lying to manipulate, and how, you know, when you look at biblical truths, there are a lot of things in this world that are not biblical truths, mm-hmm. but they mirror it mm-hmm. and they manipulate those truths. Right. And if right. you don't have the discernment, it can be very confusing.
Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes as adults, I know certain adults that have this habit of lying because they grew up in households where lying meant survival. Mm-hmm. So if you grew up in like in more of a toxic situation, you learn to lie to manipulate for sometimes your own survival and sometimes just because that's the environment that you live in. And I think those habits that we start as kids when it comes to lying for whatever reason have to be confronted as adults, because oftentimes and my husband and I went through a lot of this when we were first married. Just these like innocent things that you don't need to lie about, that we just would, because we grew up in kind of these environments that fostered that kind of thinking where we weren't safe enough to tell the truth to each other. And gosh, did that cause problems for so many years. And even when you know in your own head that you're like, this is stupid. Why did I, like, what was the point of lying about that? Why didn't I just be like, oh yeah, this is what happened. But if we're not aware of it, if we're not aware of those habits that we developed as kids that we carry into adulthood, this is where I think the manipulation can start to turn a little bit more evil and not so like innocent. Like, oh, I was just going to tell some little like white lie to get out of something, because I think your intention starts to change the older that you get. And I think when it comes with lying to manipulate, that can get really dangerous as adults.
I think I love how you said you didn't feel safe enough to tell the truth. And I think that you can look at our culture right now and see the corruption everywhere. Like anywhere you look, you'll find corruption, right? And maybe that's the bottom line, is these people, they know the consequence. So they don't feel safe enough to tell the truth. And that's really good. Our next bullet point we had is lying to look good or to look better. Now this one almost falls into lying to ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Or is it
kind of, or to other people too?
I mean, thinking of like social media. That's kind of what reminded me of. Like, we have this whole new thing when you think about old that we all participate in, which is social media, and that's what it kind of reminds me of. Like this highlight reel that we put out on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or whatever it is that you like to be on, and that's usually not what our life really is. Like we pick out the best things with the best, what is it called when you make a
filter
photo? There you go, filter. I'm like, what is it called when you put the photo?
Well, and there's even, Kevin and Monica and I were talking about this during the commercial break this morning on North Dakota Today, how there's even, now there are Photoshopping tools to edit your selfies.
Wow.
Oh my.
Yeah. What a lie.
And this is what it reminds me of. And actually I just saw this thing come through. This other person that I follow on Pinterest that is a designer, she designs websites, and her blog post was, I'm quitting Instagram. And the whole point was this whole idea that pretty sells on Instagram. And that she's like, I don't want to buy into this, because there was this article that came out not that long ago about what young girls are seeing because of this thing that we've done over the last 10 years with social media and how they think this is real life. And she said that article really hit her, that, you know, this isn't what I look like all the time. This isn't what my desk looks like all the time. I have to make it look like this for Instagram and for social media. And the danger that happens because of that, because we're lying. We're lying to people that are impressionable, whether they're 5 or 15 or 55. People, it doesn't matter what age they are, I don't think. I think if it's a lie, it's damaging no matter who is watching it. And that's, and I was like, that's really interesting to me. I think Mandy and I probably play we try very hard to have both real and not real, because Mandy and I literally, like, if we had to be perfect and pretty at all times on our social media feeds, we wouldn't have them.
Just in life. Like, I've lived that life. I've tried that. I've tried to have everything perfectly. I wanted, you know, to have my house look a certain way. I wanted people to think of me a certain way. I wouldn't leave the house without makeup on. Like, I just wasn't comfortable enough in my own skin to be okay with that. And I think you can take that. There's both sides to both of that. I mean, you can go way on one end of looking too good and way on the other end of looking totally homeless. And, you know, like,
you're not,
wow, right. I didn't think about how I was going to look at all. But that's why we now wear earrings
right
when we are having a hot mess day. Yeah. But I mean, I think the more comfortable you are in your own skin, the more you can realize, look, I can feel beautiful about myself and still be beautiful, even though I don't have all the makeup on.
Right.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. And too many people are like, I am actually appalled that there is a selfie Photoshop app.
Right.
Why?
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either, but
I'm sure it's totally taken off too.
Right. It's totally different than choosing a filter. I mean, that's not at all the same thing because you can airbrush your face. I mean, you won't look the same at all.
Which is so damaging because, like, this whole thing that's been going on for years now with magazines photoshopping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, now we're going to take what normal people look like anyway because let's face it, when you're a celebrity, a lot of the times you do all the things to make your body look as good as it can. And you have all these people around you to make you look beautiful and do your hair and all your makeup and all the stuff. And then you add
and
in Photoshop.
And they still Photoshop it.
Right, and they still What's Photoshop it. And now we're going to take normal human-looking women and then this whole, I think this whole lying about what you look like, what you feel like, all of that stuff, I think we need to do a show on that probably.
Probably. Because we need to stop lying to make ourselves look good.
Right.
Or better.
But
be real.
It, like you were talking about with social media, though, in this digital world that's created, it's unbelievably easy.
It is.
To do it. Like you just said, there's an app. There is pictures that you can steal from other people to make a fake life that other people would assume is yours, but it's not. And so it's a dangerous thing.
Why would you want to? I mean, think of the pressure that is creating.
I think it goes back to the insecurity thing. Mm-hmm. You know how many people are popular on Instagram and Facebook who are fake people who are probably sitting on their couches sad and lonely, and but they've set up this persona on, you know, social media that they're happy and successful and all of that. It doesn't take much to fake that you're happy on social media.
No.
It really doesn't. Yep. And I think that's such a danger to all of us, not just when you're growing up watching your you know, people ahead of you in the next generation and how they're living their lives and you want that. I think it's dangerous to all of us, no matter what age you are.
Yeah, definitely. This next point, though, is amazing. Lying because you know that what you're doing is wrong and or hurtful. Whoa.
So
that's lying.
Purposefully.
Yeah.
Is that lying to cover up a sin or something?
Yeah, like an affair or cheating on a test or something like that. I don't know. I think this lie is probably the one where you are most aware of it. Because you already know that I'm going to get in trouble if they find out. I shouldn't be doing this, so I'm going to lie. I think all of the other reasons why, and that, I mean, we're sharing four reasons to lie today. This is not telling you to do it, but we're
not giving you ideas.
This is how you get away with it.
Four reasons why you might be lying, and this is why you need to really.
And they're all different heart issues, I think.
They are. Mm-hmm. You need to really look at yourself to see, okay, do any of these show up in my life and why? Mm-hmm. And I think all of the other ones are a little bit harder to identify right away to maybe realize that you're lying about it.
Right.
But this one, you know. I mean, this is that conviction in your heart. It's not condemnation. It's conviction.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, I know that what I'm doing is wrong. And if anybody found out, I would feel so ashamed.
So I've got another one. My very first job was a paper route. And it was pretty awesome.
This, right?
It was actually, I look back now and I was just a lazy kid because it was every Wednesday afternoon. I didn't have to get up in the morning. I did it every Wednesday and I got like $100 a month for it. So anyway, one Wednesday I was just like, I don't want to do it. And I took the papers and I threw them behind our garage. And actually it wasn't even behind our garage.
Was it
back
in
then
the garbage
when I was,
can?
I put one in the garbage can, but the rest, there were so many, there was over 300 papers. So they wouldn't all fit in the garbage. So our garage growing up, Rachel and I, when we were growing up, our garage had a fence right next to it. So there was just a little bit of room between the fence and the garage. And so I threw the rest of the papers there, thinking for some dumb reason that no one would find them. And then I told my dad and mom that, oh, I just got done early, like 4 hours early.
I have always wondered what neighbors were watching you shove 300 papers
gosh.
Between the fence.
Were they hidden somehow? Like, what kinda, was the logic behind this?
None. I didn't think it through. And so the whole night, my stomach was in stitches. Mm-hmm. All I wanted to do was scream from the rooftops, I didn't do my paper out there hiding by the garage. And so the next morning, of course, all my dad had to do was peek to the side and there they were. And he goes, and he brought me out and he said, Lance, you didn't do your paper out. And then I just broke down in tears. because I knew right away what mm-hmm. I was doing was wrong, mm-hmm. and I was trying to play off this lie. I don't know how I ever would have got away with it. Because everyone could see it. They were plain as day.
Plus 300 people did not get their paper. And they complained.
They did.
Even a free, because you did the free paper,
right?
And they'll
yep.
call and complain when yes. the free paper isn't there.
Yep. And you only got a few times for them to complain. And then,
and then you're done.
Then you're done.
How you didn't lose that job, I don't know.
Because it only took one time and then you learned your lesson or
oh,
not?
No, he's
no, I think I did it three.
Wow.
I did it three different times after that where I this time I was smarter though.
One time
though.
It was just in a neighbor's yard, right?
No, one time was just out in, because BHS used to have a big field by it.
Okay.
One time it was just out
local
in
high
an open field.
This is
yes. fascinating.
A local high school. One time I just dumped them in the field at BHS.
Oh, yeah.
And then another time I got smarter and went to a dumpster. And then dumped it in.
Okay, so I have a question because first of all, I have so many thoughts.
Yeah.
I have so many thoughts that I want to make sure that I should write down and talk about. But
yeah.
My first question is, this entire episode was your idea.
Yeah.
Is it because you're trying to redeem some of the lies
oh,
from
man.
Your past or
definitely.
What?
Excuse me. No, all of these got redeemed when I asked my dad for forgiveness and then I was grounded. So I got actual punishments, which is good because it taught me. And I don't know. I just thought it's not for me to redeem, but for me to share and
right.
be like, when I was little, I was stupid and manipulated and lied. And it did become something that I had to deal with as mm-hmm. an adult.
I was just going to ask that. Mm-hmm. I was just
and so I am not a liar anymore. I know exactly in my brain now, my brain clicks
mm-hmm.
and it's not audible. But I know when a lie is transforming,
right.
when someone is asking me a question and I can pick the truth or I can pick the lie. And now I've been better at picking the truth.
What a great visual for mm-hmm. people, though, because I think, you know, as we're listening to your really funny stories,
yeah,
we all have
funny
stories.
Yes.
It wasn't funny when I got grounded.
I mean, I had a story when I was little. I actually, the first and only time I remember getting my mouth washed out with soap was because I lied.
Ah.
And I was, I don't know, I had to have been not quite first grade. I had a little kid sister doll
mm-hmm.
back in the day, and I was so excited to play with her hair that I couldn't sleep at night. So I remember going out to the bathroom, and here I am, like, rummaging through all of the drawers looking for ponytail holders, and my parents could hear me. I'm an only child. It was a small house. They could hear me. And all of a sudden I hear my dad go, "Mandy, what are you doing?" And I just sat there for a second. And I remember this exact conversation. I said, I'm going to the bathroom. And then he said to me, "Well, why are you rummaging through the drawers?" And this was my smart answer. "Just making sure everything's okay. Still here," which sounds like a lie. Because it was. And so he comes in and sees that I'm not going to the bathroom. I'm sitting on the toilet seat playing with my doll's hair. And he washed my mouth out with soap. And I still remember that. And so I think we all can identify with silly lies we've told mm-hmm. as kids.
Yep.
But how many of us are willing to sit here and say, what are the lies I've said as an adult, either knowingly
mm-hmm.
or unknowingly?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, I think, what the purpose of this episode is probably about.
Right.
Hopefully.
They're funny when you're kids. They don't get so funny
right.
when you're an
no.
adult.
No.
And you're dealing with real life issues mm-hmm. and real hurts and stuff, which is why if you didn't have parents that washed your mouth out with soap or gave some kind of punishment when mm-hmm. they caught you in lies and stuff, it can be a hard habit to break as
yep.
an
definitely.
Adult because
yep.
you sometimes don't know the difference
right.
between a truth and lie. You can get to the point where your brain just assumes everything is,
mm-hmm.
is truth. You've convinced yourself that everything you say is true, whether it is or not. And
but
yeah,
there's always a consequence.
Yeah.
And I love the visual that you just shared about how now I know. I can see it formulating in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I can go down the line of truth or a lie. And I think every single one of us has that.
Yep.
It's just we have to get really good at discerning in that moment
definitely.
When it's coming up.
Well, yep. And I was listening to did you guys grow up listening to Wits End?
Oh, yeah.
Where that was like the classic.
Yeah, Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family.
Nope.
Okay, so it's the stories that they shared on the radio and stuff, and I think you could download them or not download them back then. You got like a cassette or something.
Yeah.
But it was like different biblical things that they would teach kids. And it was all based on this man named Whitaker who owned this shop, and the kids would come in and out like a grandfather figure, and then he would teach them lessons depending on what they were going through at school. And it's still on. So my kids get to listen to it. And awesome. It's often on when I'm going and picking up our oldest from dance. And so I'll go a little early so the other two can listen to it. And they were talking about this. And I have to laugh sometimes that I'm like, gosh, these are good lessons for like everybody to listen to. Because they were talking about lying and your conscience and how it started as like an innocent lie. But when you don't listen to that conscience, when you don't respond to that conscience, it actually stops talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think we forget that as adults, that it actually takes a lot of effort to make sure that your conscience is still pricking you when
mm-hmm.
something is about to go wrong and you're about to make the wrong choice, because you can actually lose that ability to hear. The Holy Spirit is really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you can lose the ability to hear that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. In kind of just bouncing back off that, Rachel, if you could kind of just give us some final thoughts here and wrap up in an overview of
today's episode. Sorry, I hit my hand on something. Scared me.
I think this was such a neat topic, and I think it kind of went a really cool direction, honestly, than maybe mm-hmm. what we thought when we started it. So I'm hoping that you guys listening to this, I don't want to say I want you guys to start feeling guilty, but I do hope that it did prick maybe a little bit of your conscience mm-hmm. as you were listening to some of these reasons why and some of these reasons about who you might be lying to and how it started, and maybe even gave you some ideas of how to stop that process from happening, because we all have a choice. So if you've noticed that any of these lies that we've talked about have found themselves rearing their ugly heads in your life, whether it's right now or whether it's something you know you've dealt with in the past, we actually want you to take action mm-hmm. right now to become more honest with yourself first. And it might seem like this is a weird juxtaposition to talk about the Art of the Pause Tell class when it comes to lying and being honest, but this class is actually going to equip you with practical guidance for learning how to take care of you. And that means being honest with yourself, mm-hmm. honest about what you feel about yourself, honest about the doubts and the fears that you might have, honest about the lies that you're saying over yourself and your time. So that class is coming up on May 2nd. And so that's a teleclass. So you don't have to be live here in Bismarck cool. or anything like that. You can just go ahead onto the website and check that out, because lying is a habit. And when you start looking at one area of your life where you might be lying, you actually start building that muscle, and you start building that conscience starts to get a little bit more, a little bit louder. So looking at it when it comes to self-care is a great way to start.
Mm-hmm.
That's really awesome. Is.
And you can get that at bigbluecouchcoaching.com.
Oh yeah, the website.
Yes.
Give them the
website. Bigbluecouchcoaching.com. It's an awesome website. Lots of awesome services. And we just want to thank you again so much for tuning in today. We just enjoy this podcast so much, and we hope that you do too. But before you go, just take a few seconds, and if you can give us a rating on iTunes, maybe give us a little shout out, that would be so awesome. And that way, more people can get this content. So until next time, let's rise up and build a courageous nation together.